Good morning, world. I find myself in the mornings traveling to and fro from destinations, just coming up with all types of creative thoughts. And I decided to start sharing these things in the form of short podcasts, so to speak, that will just kind of give you insights to how I'm thinking, how I'm moving, culture, finance, business, church world, you name it, just all different types of topics. And I find out that podcasts are so much like art that you don't have to have a specific format. I mean, I don't have to talk about one subject if you're knowledgeable about many. And so, but I decided to start sharing these items with you guys so that you can really learn from them and glean from them. And, you know, and when you begin to think, you don't really know how long, you know, you'll be on this earth, so to speak. And so, you know, as for me, in my life, I want to leave an impact. I want to leave a mark that cannot be erased in whatever I do, whatever I tackle, whatever God assigns me. I want to leave a mark. You know, I want to leave a legacy, you know, where long after me, people will glean from the teachings and they'll glean from the impact that God used me to make. And so I want to just kind of share some thoughts with you guys. You know, and this is going to be short. Some of these will be 7 minutes, 10 minutes, you know, something that you can listen to on the way to work or what have you. And so just pop up as I so desire, because I find myself day in and day out on the road, going to and fro from every destination. So I just want to begin to kind of start here. And of course, I got all the juicy podcasts that they'll be coming up. They'll also be in the form of the lives on my YouTube channel, Rich Wisdom, also on Facebook Live, etc. You know, we'll have multiple avenues by which you can listen. But hey, this morning I was tripping off something. You know, even the name of this podcast is called When Bosses Talk. And I thought about something. What really makes a person a boss? You know, people say I'm bossing up. You know, I'm a boss. And you know, what does that really mean? You know, I mean, is it because of the position that I hold? Is it because that you run something? Is it because of the amount of money that you have? I mean, what is it that makes up a boss or what have you? And I've come to realize that it's almost sort of a construct. Something that exists but does not exist, because there are people who run stuff, right? They're over stuff, and they think they're running stuff, but the stuff is running them. Does that make me a boss if I have all of these different things and none of these things are working? Does that make me a boss? Does it make me a boss because of my position? Yet there may be people who are under you who are more knowledgeable, who are smarter than you. So just because I'm over people, does that make me a boss? But I've come to the conclusion that, man, being a boss is really a construct, just like success. You define it. The truth of the matter is, we're all bosses. We're bosses in a certain arena. Whether you're a parent, you are a boss. Whether you are a teacher, you are a boss. There's somebody that comes in the sphere of your influence. And I believe that we cannot separate the word boss from the word leadership. Leadership is simply influence. I believe that we just can't separate the two. So if I'm a boss, that means that, if using your definition now, if I'm over something, if I have a position, etc., all of us have some type of position. All of us are over somebody. All of us influence somebody. There are a group of people that you influence, whether you know it or not, whether it's your kids, whether it's your coworkers, whether it's your spouse. You're the boss over somebody. So when I say when bosses talk, I'm talking about people who influence others. Influence others, whether you influence them in whatever arena, you are a boss. And so I want to speak to you on this podcast and on these future podcasts, people who influence others, people who are over others, people who are actually running stuff, people who are actually making moves or what have you. Now, and we'll deal with this on another time, because I wanted to kind of start with about a 5-minute podcast. But, there are levels to it. there are different types of bosses. There are people, you know, you can't act in someone who's over 1,000 employees to somebody who has 4 kids. They're both bosses, but they're bosses on different levels. And because there are different levels, it means that there are different rules to every level. And so you have to learn the rules as you begin to experience different levels, as you begin to matriculate and you begin to get promoted in your various arenas or what have you. You have to learn the rules. You have to learn the language and the lingo. You have to learn how to move in those new spaces. And so, man, we're going to talk about some of these things and whatnot, even as God really, man, graduated me and I worked hard and I'm coming up the corporate ladder and the business ladder and all these other types of things. There are certain rules that we have to engage, rules of engagement. And so we're going to deal with a lot of that stuff. But, man, today I just wanted to bless you this morning. Let you know that we're here. We're out of Facebook jail. And so we're ready to get unlocked on all social media platforms. Hey, this is Rich, man. When bosses talk, get at you.